This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You may have noticed that the American Library Association and even your local library have become quite political. Perhaps the best way to illustrate that is to tell the story of Ron Kelly, an ALA member. In the summer of 2020, the American Library Association encouraged its members to support Black Lives Matter. Ron Kelly expressed his concern in an email that he believed that promoting a political organization was extremely unwise. He also wondered whether the ALA wasn't up in arms about the profession's gender gap, since 82% of American librarians are women. As you would probably imagine, other woke librarians complained about him and filed complaints against his boss. Then he was fired. One article about his situation explained that he was hardly a right-wing culture warrior. He was a mobile librarian who served the Navajo Nation and previously had traveled the world writing about Bedouins, Kurdish refugees, and Native Americans. He and many other librarians were caught up in what has been called the critical librarianship movement. The goal is not merely to educate, but to use library resources to change people's minds. A review of the literature shows the desire to become political actors and participate in the battle for young minds. The current ALA president said in a now-deleted tweet, "I just cannot believe that a Marxist lesbian who believes that collective power is possible to build and can be wielded for a better world is the president-elect of ALA." As I previously mentioned, several states have decided to reevaluate their relationship with the American Library Association. My suggestion is for you to check out your local library and school library. You might be surprised at what you find. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.